The next topic is the meaning of Allah. Allah is the name of the Lord, the Exalted. It is said that Allah is the greatest name of Allah because it is referred to when describing Allah by the various attributes. For instance, Allah said, He is Allah, beside whom, La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. He is Allah, beside whom, La ilaha illa huwa, the King, the Holy, the One free from all defects, the Giver of security, the Watcher over His creators, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory be to Allah. High is He, above all that they associate as partners with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor of all things, the Bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify Him, and He is the Almighty, the Wise. Chapter 59, verses 22-24, Al-Quran. Hence, Allah mentioned several of His names as attributes of His name Allah. Similarly, Allah said, And, that is all, the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by them. Chapter 7, verse 180, Al-Quran. And He also said, Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, invoke Allah, or invoke the most gracious, Allah. By whatever name you invoke Him, it is the same, for to Him belong the best names. Chapter 17, verse 110, Al-Quran. Also, the two Sahihs recorded that Abu Hurairah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever counts and preserves them will enter paradise. These names were mentioned in a hadith recorded by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and there are several differences between these two narrations.